A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, number 20. Being servants of love and peace, the angels rejoice over our repentance, Luke 15:7, and our progress in holiness. Hence they try to develop spiritual contemplation within us and then cooperate with us in the achieving of every form of blessing. The demons, on the contrary, being producers of anger and of evil, rejoice when holiness diminishes in us, and they attempt to seduce our souls with shameful fantasies. St. Theodoros the Great says that we will not be alone in our spiritual struggle. God sends us his angels as guides, protectors, and teachers. In the works of several holy fathers, it is said that a person who repents and strives to fulfill God's will awakens the awe of the angels. St. Isaac the Syrian says, a person who desires to fulfill God's will have angels as his guides. A person who is afraid of sins will walk the dangerous path without stumbling, and in the time of darkness will find light in front of him and in himself. The Lord carefully guards the steps of the man who fears sin, and his grace will sustain him when he slips. Homily 5. He adds to what has been said that the food of the angels will be eaten by those who watch their thoughts and direct them so that they are constantly focused on God. It indicates a certain mystical experience that comes when the soul enters the presence of God through the inner peace and silence. But even in the state, a person is not protected from the temptations of the evil. Abundant help from above strengthens him in attention and reflecting attacks, but woe to him whom these attacks find unprepared. St. Theodoros, intercede for us. Amen.